Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last year alone, I traveled about 30 weekends. I had a lot of fun, and there's always discussion of saying, Jim, where are you from? Milwaukee. Wow, I'd love to go back to the Mile. Well, here we are. We're back here at the Mile, Father's Day weekend, 2019. The racing history here is deep. I'll give you some reminders if you don't know. The first auto race was held here in 1903. That was in September of that year. And we've had races here ever since. We've had races here before the Indianapolis 500 began in 1909. Their first race was in 1911. It's been on the schedule every year since. We had IndyCars here through 2015. We had NASCAR here for 19 seasons from 1984 through 2009. We also have had a chance to have select late model races come here. Super late model races held in 2012, 2013, and 2014. Won by Wisconsin's Travis Sauter. Won by NASCAR national champions Kyle Busch and Eric Jones in the last 2 years. The most recent IndyCar Series race was held in July of 2015. Well, that's the last major spectator race held here. The track has been active. The track is race ready. And there's been sports car clubs, points paying races, Rusty Wallace driving experience, and others here keeping this track active. I'm pleased to be here to introduce to you some of those who are involved with the Father's Day weekend of racing. These individuals include Greg McCarns, who last year brought in the Milwaukee Street Drags to the Milwaukee Mile. On the front stretch, anyone and everybody could bring their car, their race car, and drag race down the front stretch of the mile. It happened once a month. It was met with great review, and it was a lot of fun to get active noise racing back here at the mile. Greg has also just received the recipient of the RPM Auto Racing Promoter of the Year last week in Daytona. That recognizes teams and managers of track operators and series from across the country. Greg was selected as the overall winner of that award at a function for his great work at the track he owns and operates as a family, the Madison International Speedway, just south of our state capital. Greg also owns and operates the ARCA Midwest Tour, which is our lead division come Father's Day weekend here at the Mile, among the five that are here racing. Including myself and Greg, a core group of Milwaukee-based individuals have had positive discussions with the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board. We've had people asking us what can we do to help, and I'm happy to say that we've had very good progress in talking to people in the community, business leaders, and about the return of auto racing in 2019 with Bob Sargent's event and going forward. Bob, for what, 5 or 6 years now, you've been asking me of the races I've been to, hey Jim, how about the mile, what do you think, can we do this, can we do that? And he's actually made a visit here 5, 6 years ago to discover what could happen here. So I'm so happy to say that I've had the pleasure of discussing the possibilities of holding a racetrack here with Bob Sargent at the Mile here, who is the president of Track Enterprises based in Macon, Illinois. For those who don't know, Bob and his company have been around since 1985. He works with ARCA, NASCAR, USAC, World of Outlaws, AMA, and Feld Entertainment, who does Monster Trucks. He's been several times recognized as a Promoter of the Year, the award that Greg McCarns just won a couple weeks ago. He's promoted at 24 different tracks. He has NASCAR partners within Track Enterprises by the name of Tony Stewart, Ken Schrader, and Kenny Wallace. When it comes to fairgrounds and those intricacies, he's been at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. He's been at the two Illinois State Fairgrounds for 25 years at Springfield and DuCoin in Illinois and Indy. That's a quarter century of experience working with the great people on those fairgrounds to make things happen on their races at the fair parks. And he has over 100 events that the Track Enterprises promotes in a given year, so he's a busy guy. We're glad to see that Milwaukee has become a priority to make it happen here this weekend. Without further ado, Bob Sargent, president of Track Enterprises.
Well, I'm glad Jim led off with all the announcing jobs he does, because when we set him up here for 10 minutes, he didn't think he could speak for 10 minutes, but I think he could speak just fine. So I want to thank everybody for coming also. Again, my name is Bob Sargent. We own a business called Track Enterprises, and we do motorsports events pretty well in the Midwest. We are out in Wyoming, South Dakota this year, so we're stretching out into over 14 different states. So we'll go through this agenda today. and then we'll take a question and answer period afterwards. We've put a packet together that is sitting in the seats. Feel free to take an extra one with you if you have somebody else back at the newsroom or what have you. And make sure that we have you on our electronic list also. We'll be sending out multiple updates, releases about things happening for this exciting event. So, and I also want to thank the gentleman for bringing the cars. There's a pretty much representation of the different styles of cars. We'll also have a truck division, so we'll have 5 racing, 4 actually, and then the Indy cars will be on exhibition. That's something new we've added, so if you've seen a few of our press releases or information out, the Indy cars were not on there until a couple days ago. So we're looking forward to them, and Ron will get up and speak about those a little bit, and John will get up and speak about racing on the mile and things of that nature. So, again, in your packet is full of information about our event, about Track Enterprises itself, about a little bit about the history of the mile, which a lot of people in the Milwaukee area are familiar with. And I'll go over a few things. People ask me, why Milwaukee? Well, again, we do 24 different racetracks this year. So in the 30-plus years we've been doing this, not only do we own some tracks, but we go to facilities that may be vacant or need new events, and we like to get in there and do our best to build things back up. And we saw that the Milwaukee had such a history and was vacant for a few years, so we started discussing this. As Jim said, I was up here 5 years ago, met with some people, and it's always been on the top of my mind to get this put together. So in doing this, we have to get dates scheduled right, the sanctioning bodies have to fall right, the negotiation with the Fair Board has to fall right, everything has to fall right. And the stars really seem to be falling good in this situation. We feel Father's Day weekend is going to be really well attended for us. We're going to do a lot of promotions with the family, dad and son, but again, the whole family come out. In auto sports, motorsports, there's a lot of generational things that happen. So we could easily see a grandfather, father, son, on down the line come out. We're going to really promote that a lot. So there'll be different aspects that we'll really work hard on. Not only the racing on the track, which is going to be top notch. We've got a lot of interest from race car drivers all over the Midwest and the country, actually, to come to this. But we'll work on community support, work on promotion with sponsors, on and on. So it's just some of the things that we look forward to doing at this facility. Again, the history here is so great that we're already getting a lot of national attention for it, and we will try to drive more and more local attention about this. A little bit more about myself, as you'll see in that packet, I think a lot of people are curious, who is this guy and what's he doing? So we do the Illinois State Fairgrounds, for instance, is a dirt 1 mile oval that races the Silver Crown USAC cars, steep in tradition. It races the full body ARCA cars that you see on television. So we race all the way from dirt miles to fifth mile, quarter mile weekly stock car tracks, World of Outlaw wing sprint cars. Elko, Minnesota is a pavement track. We have a race event in a couple weeks at Pensacola, Florida on a pavement track, ARCA. So we're really diverse in what we do, as Jim said, but we really try to focus on auto racing, the majority of it. And it used to, when I started out in 85, it was all dirt, and now we've really branched out to more pavement tracks. We do 7 of the 20 ARCA national events, so we're very steep with them. Those are all live television. We do pretty much half of the USAC Silver Crown car races or under Track Enterprises banners at different facilities. Again, Springfield, DeCoin, Terre Haute, Indiana is steep in tradition. So we're very fortunate to have that relationship with these traditional facilities, and Milwaukee is just a great addition to our list. We've put a Track Enterprises schedule in that so you can become a little more familiar with the 80 to 100 events that we're doing this year in 14 different states. So that'll become a little more familiar with who we are and what we kind of do at these other facilities for so long. Fortunate to have some good business partners. As Jim said, we have a relationship with Tony Stewart, Schrader, Wallace, and Business Ventures, and then we deal with just about every other driver in the NASCAR level. So we will be pursuing some of those stars to come to this event and just keep furthering and trying to build this up. So I think without any further, we'll go ahead and turn this over, and then afterwards we'll have a good question and answer period. We've got refreshments for you afterwards, and we'll try to fill out a good little afternoon here for you.
Next is Wisconsin State Fair Park Board Chairman John Yingling. John, thanks for joining us today. Welcome.
Thank you. On behalf of the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board, we are very excited about this new opportunity to see racing back at the historic Milwaukee Mile. Bob, thank you. Thank you for your efforts, for your diligence, for your hard work bringing this back. We are really pleased, and we really believe that this is the start of some exciting things for the Milwaukee Mile. So we're excited about this opportunity. I myself remember the days, and if you haven't read Bob's press release back on November 30th, I think it states well. It talks about A.J. Foyt. A.J. drove this track, Foyt did, Parnelli Jones, Bettenhauser, Ward. There's been a lot of classic drivers. Now it's going to be passed to new drivers that are going to make their mark on a historic track, a fan's track, and a driver's track. If you have never been to the Milwaukee Mile, you need to come to the Milwaukee Mile because there's not a bad seat in the house. You can always have a great experience. Every sport's got their pluses and minuses. The thing that I love about racing is it's nonstop. From the moment they throw the green to the moment they throw the checker, something is happening on that track. Unless you watched Daytona last week, there were a couple of pauses there because it seems like restrictor racing, plate racing, you get into each other a little bit more. But I don't look that to happen on the Milwaukee Mile. I look for some good competitive racing. We look for a good competitive future. And I want to thank the staff from Wisconsin State Fair Park that are here putting this together, working hard to make sure we're committed to racing at the park. Starts with our Chief Executive Officer, Kathleen O'Leary, and her team that have worked hard, Sherry Black, who has responsibility for the Milwaukee Mile, and should you also want to lease the expo, she can do that for you, and Christy Chuckle, Director of Communications. So with that, I want to thank everybody for coming, thank everybody for their hard work. We look forward to Father's Day weekend, having a great weekend of racing right back here at the historic Wisconsin State Fair Park Mile. Thank you.
We mentioned the ARCA Midwest Tour. It's a touring series that travels throughout the Midwest, primarily in Wisconsin, and it will be a tour race. The Milwaukee Mile will be the fifth of 11 races on the ARCA Midwest Tour schedule, and one of their drivers is here joining us today from Hubertus, John DeAngelis. He finished eighth in points in the ARCA Midwest Tour last year. He also went up against the nation's best in Pensacola, Florida back in December. The Snowball Derby brings the best of the best together. John proudly brought his car home 13th in that race after many, many tries of trying to be at that level. John is at that level, and hope to see John and others racing for the gold here at Milwaukee. So if we could ask John, who brought his beautiful race car down, to share a few moments with us about how exciting it is that he's a Wisconsin guy coming back to race at the Mile again. John, come on up and tell us how pumped you are and what the noise has been in the racing world that we're racing back at Milwaukee.
Thanks. First and foremost, I want to say thanks to the promoters for actually getting us all back together. I mean, it's going to be an exciting race. Last time I raced here was back in 2014, and we've missed it. It's fun to be here in Milwaukee, where I grew up, and I can't wait. For the most part, the biggest track we've ever been to is Gateway in Iowa, but this being home has really been something.
Yeah, Gateway in St. Louis is a 1.25-mile oval, as well as Iowa's a near mile long. But this is home, John. Tell us maybe middle out your race car. What kind of horsepower, what kind of speeds we'll expect to see come Father's Day Sunday?
Yeah, to put it in perspective, our super late models go a little bit faster than any NASCAR series do here, which is pretty cool because not many guys can say they go faster than a NASCAR at the Milwaukee Mile, but we can. These things are built from the ground up and without a lot of backing like the NASCAR teams have for sponsorship. So to get all of us local racers and guys from out of state around the whole country to come here and race is pretty neat, especially in my hometown.
Thank you, John. We wish you well. If you have questions for John, we'll take them in our group session as well. We also want to mention that the Gutnecks are going to spend a lot of time and money on getting their cars right for the Mile. I know Bobby's back here going, yep, I get to race at the Mile again. So it's great to see that Oak Creek-based family having a chance to race at their biggest and home track. We now ask that a gentleman who's moved to Cedarburg now and represents the Vintage Indy Registry to spend a few moments, as Bob's been added with, how many cars we expect, Bob? 15 to 20, Ron? I mean, looking at Ron Nelson's going to be here. We see a vintage Indy car. It says Jim McAree's name on it. This is exciting. Come on up here and tell us more about the group you're going to bring Father's Day weekend, Ron and Nelson.
Thank you very much. We're excited about coming. I'd like Billy Throckmorton to come up for a moment just to tell us about Grant King's race shops down in Indy and the car that he brought up, and we really appreciate him doing it.
Well, Indianapolis has turned into an array of vintage racing shops, and my wife and I own the Grant King race shops. Grant was my uncle. And right now we have 18 cars that we're actually restoring in the shop at this point in time. You have Duman's Turn 4. A lot of the vintage racing has become a very big sport in its own right now. A lot of neat cars. You'll see everything from the 30s through the 80s and 90s. And it's become very popular, and a lot of people support it now. I think you'll enjoy seeing the different array of cars that show up at the Milwaukee Mile.
Tell us something about your car that you brought.
Yes, our car is the last car that was built in our shop. It was run full-time by Jim McReath. It was built in 1980. Ran all the way through 83, and it's from the times when they first started the ground effects on the Indy cars. It was the start of that generation. Jim McReath ran that car from 1980 to 83. Last race that it ran was the Michigan 500, and it finished seventh.
Okay, thank you.
We're looking forward to seeing that car in June. We hope to have 20 plus cars in the infield and a nice large tent. Fans will be able to walk around, look at the cars, talk to people that own them. The other great thing that happens is that former 500 drivers tend to show up, talk to the fans, sign autographs, all sorts of things. So we have a great expectation of putting on a terrific event for you. So put it on your calendar, make sure you come out, bring the family, and see what racing used to be all about. It's pretty exciting. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, Ron. We'll now open it for questions and answers. And as you ask your question, please let us know who you are, and then I'll have to repeat the question so the folks that are recording this will also hear the question before you answer. Any questions for our panel? I have one, Bob. You're in Macon, Illinois. This is Milwaukee. How are you going to... I mean, you've driven many times back and forth already. How much do you anticipate being here? How much do you anticipate the local community getting involved with what's going on? I know you've got a plan, including, you know, plastering gas stations and auto parts stores, et cetera.
Well, we're fortunate. As you said, we've had a lot of local support already and interest. There's a group here that, you know, you're involved with, and Dave, and people are interested in helping. And with the local tracks around here, there's a really good base of not only participants, but fans, sponsors. So, you know, we rely a lot on that as far as how much I'll be here. Quite a bit. You know, I'm not that far away. And we're also doing some other Wisconsin events. We're going to do a race at Wilmot and one at Sun Prairie. So I'll have reason to be up here again. We deal with Menards a lot in Eau Claire. We deal with the one right across the track in Minneapolis, Elko. So this northern jaunt for me will be quite a bit.
John DeAngelis, I know I mentioned some names that have raced here. You raced against them. Some NASCAR drivers have raced in this event. I know, Bob, you said you can't really say who you're talking to commit yet. But, John, does that excite you, knowing that there may be an opportunity to race against not only the touring stars, but drivers that have raced across the country that are at the super late model level or will come back from NASCAR and race?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting because it's not every day that you get to race against something like that. And
in order for them to come, I mean, take time out of their busy schedule, means a lot to the Milwaukee Mile area and Milwaukee area alone, just so they can say they've been here. It'd be cool for a lot of people to come out and see the NASCAR guys too.
Yeah, I also, they didn't win, but John Hunter Nemechek, who's now full-time in the Xfinity Series, won the pole position. Also, Chase Elliott raced here 1 year. David Reagan raced here. I know I'm forgetting a few others that have raced while in NASCAR, have come back to race the super late model race, as I mentioned in those years. And Mr. Yingling, you mentioned A.J. Foyt. He has had more starts in a race car here than any other track he's ever raced. And I spent some time this past weekend with him at Daytona, and he talked a lot about how much fun he had racing at Milwaukee. So it's great to see that we get to share the history of A.J. Foyt with maybe John DeAngelis in Victory Lane comes Sunday, June 16. Questions? Yes?
I have a question, but I want to include on the bidding side, there will be a lot of bets and any drivers that show up and drive this bidding for us. Let's icons here, why you couldn't visit.
Well, can I request Tom Bigelow then? Can I request Bigelow shows up from Whitewater?
Don Martin will be here.
Nice, wonderful.
There's a couple of veterans representing.
That's going to be great.
We're looking forward to having a name driver be the chief marshal for us. We also bring up a fellow from Indy, Jason Burgess, who is an excellent flagman. He basically does an imitation of Pat Badan from the 60s. He's got the hat, the sunglasses, the USAC white jacket, the whole nine yards, and adds a tremendous thing to the event. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Go ahead, Bob.
One thing that gets asked a lot is when will tickets be on sale, and it is in the press release. We'll have tickets on sale March 4th. And we'll send out more press releases about that on locations, but they'll be online and here at the box office for sure. And then we'll have some outlets where they can get them at a discount too.
And I believe also, yes, Lance.
I was going to ask John one question. It's just, do you have a favorite memory of a racing event that you were, you know, you remember on TV that you attended here, or just something of this track
stadium? John, do you have a favorite race memory, or as a spectator, or a memory here at the mile?
I've only been to the mile once for I believe it was a truck race back when they raced here. I'm only 25, so I'm not old enough to be when it was around a lot. But yeah, I was here for a truck race, and I thought it was pretty cool being my first NASCAR race, and only NASCAR race was here for a truck race. So I mean, that really sticks out, just being able to know that some guys that raced here, I'm racing right where they raced.
And what was that atmosphere like?
It was wild seeing all the haulers, seeing all the trucks. There are quite a few fans here. I mean, it was not empty by any means, so it definitely gets you going.
Tim?
What's the long-range distance being that if this goes well, is there plans that you may do more of these in the future?
Well, again, this is my business, what I do for a living, so absolutely the answer would be yes. You know, there's several other types of racing series that could fit in this facility, so we kind of had to crawl before we walked and walk before we run type thing, and that's, you know, we try to treat it as a business and do it properly and make a good safe facility and make sure the fans have a good experience, and then we can keep growing it. So we'll see how this first one goes, and there's always possibility of having more events. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.